this fight, Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen, what's the allegation? Is it real?
Well, the allegation is real. I don't think anybody's denying what happened, but the context of how it happened is being denied. So, you know, Rebel is getting the hype going for her book release next week. You know, Rebel is, she's a very clever woman. I've had some dealings with her, and she's smart. You know, she's great at playing dumb. That's her greatest performance of all time, is playing dumb. But she's one smart cookie. She's got a law degree. People forget that. And so she knows, she's got a pretty good handle on what she can get away with and can't get away with. Now, this book is coming out next week. There's no better way of promoting something than saying, oh, this is the book they didn't want you to read. So she'd be thrilled that she's getting legal letters from Sacha Baron Cohen. She starred in a movie with him back in 2016 called The Brothers Grimsby. And one of her claims in the book is that he asked her to perform a sexual act on him while his friends filmed it. Now, she presents this as being, and she's told this story in the past, it's not new, and she's told it in the past with some level of humour, but now suddenly, post-Me Too movement, it's got very dark and sinister. And people who worked on the movie, and Sasha has provided written statements from 10 people who worked on the movie, to say it was in the script. That was part of the script that she signed on to do. Now, she is presenting it as something that was put to her in like a darkened dressing room, and that's why she says she's upset by it. But the hype is good. It's great theatre. She's also dropped a bombshell that she was in a same-sex relationship with a female tennis player for quite a while. Now, she hasn't named that tennis player, but that's obviously going to get people sniffing around. And if you go through her Instagram feed over recent years, it's not too hard to work out what it is. But, you know, is that any different to what she was angry with the Sydney Morning Herald about? You know, being outed? Now she's suddenly out of the female tennis player who people will work out pretty quickly who it is.
Yeah. Well, after all, she's named after a tennis racket. Wilson. Sorry.
Jimmy Connors was a Wilson, wasn't he?
Yeah. And also, Pete, it would be very easy to prove it was either in the script or it wasn't.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, get a copy of the script. And, you know, Sasha says he'll provide the evidence, so we look forward to it. You can't blame him for hitting back. I mean, he's got his own reputation to look after. He's a married man with kids. He's entitled to protect himself.